1330 WHBL, Sheboygan. News, talk, sports. A service of Midwest Communications. Now, from the WHBL newsroom, here's Rusty Melberg.
Good afternoon. News time, 12 noon. 15 degrees outside, but breezy winds, and that's why we have a winter weather advisory in the area through the rest of your Friday. Some more snow will be coming in later on this afternoon and evening. High near 23 expected. We are awaiting the release of the name of the 55-year-old Sheboygan County man who died as the result of an accident yesterday in Washington County. Authorities said the victim was out of his truck and between the truck and trailer yesterday afternoon when a car struck the trailer from behind. A Washington County Sheriff's deputy responding to the accident on Washington County Highway A found the truck driver pinned between the truck and trailer. He was dead. The 28-year-old West Bend woman who struck the trailer was flown by Flight for Life to a hospital. That accident taking place about 3:45 yesterday. A 78-year-old town of Cato woman died yesterday as the result of a two-vehicle crash in Manitowoc County. We get more from Damon Ryan.
Sheriff's Department Deputy Inspector Todd Herman said in a news release, the woman who was driving a van eastbound on Hilltop Road in the town of Cato just after 1 o'clock yesterday afternoon. Her unit was struck by the operator of a pickup truck at the intersection of Hempton Lake Road. After that motorist, a 49-year-old man, also from Cato, failed to yield the right-of-way from a stop sign. He was not injured in the collision. Names of those involved in the crash are not being released at this time, pending notification of family members. I'm Damon Ryan, reporting from Manitowoc for WHBL News.
Fire destroyed a home in Fond du Lac's north side early this morning. City Fire Chief Peter O'Leary said the home is a complete loss, but the lone resident got out unharmed.
One occupant of the home had noticed the fire, smoke alarm went off. He didn't feel he could get out so he bailed out the window and then went to the neighbor's house, and they called 911.
Because of the bitter cold temperatures and all the water used to put out the fire, what remains of the home will have to be boarded up and heated so they can investigate the cause of the fire. Chief O'Leary says after talking to the resident of the home, they believe the fire started in the front living room, possibly due to a used cigarette he had smoked hours earlier. They are finally getting back to normal on an Indiana highway after the mess made by whiteout conditions yesterday. Fox News Radio's Jennifer Kuiper has more.
Eastbound I-94 near Michigan City, Indiana, has reopened after yesterday's 46-vehicle pileup. Three people are dead, 22 others hurt. As the snow came down hard, this man's car ended up in the back of a truck.
The bumper of the semi fell off, pierced the door, so stabbed my friend in the leg.
Volunteer Fire Chief Mick Pollock was the first to arrive.
It was such a devastating scene. You don't know where to start, but when people are stuck in their cars, they look at you like, we're Moses, part the waters, save us.
Dead are a couple from Grand Rapids, Michigan, and a Chicago man.
Governor Scott Walker has called a special legislative session so his blueprint for prosperity can get passed. The proposal would return most of an estimated $911 million state budget surplus to taxpayers in the form of income and property tax cuts and lowering tax withholdings. While some state senators from both parties have concerns about the size of the plan, Walker says, as it is, this is the best plan for Wisconsin's future.
We think the best way to fuel the economy and keep it rolling is to put more money back in the hands of the taxpayers and employers of the state. So we're going to keep pushing for that.
Assembly Speaker Robin Voss has said he wants to vote on the proposal next month. Governor Walker plans to meet on Monday with those involved in the propane shortage, which is being exacerbated by the cold and snowy winter we're having. For now, Walker has waived weight limits for propane trucks, and he's letting drivers who deliver propane to work longer hours. He's also asking folks to check on their neighbors and loved ones who use propane to heat their homes. Walker says people should contact their fuel suppliers once they get down to 30% and conserve the fuel they have, possibly by turning down their thermostat a degree or two. Over 250,000 Wisconsinites use propane to heat their homes. Wisconsin's unemployment numbers are looking better. John Meerdink has the details.
The jobless rate in Wisconsin dropped just a bit last month, edging downward to 6.2%. That mirrors a similar decline on the national numbers. Stats from the Department of Workforce Development show Wisconsin added about 6,200 non-farm jobs in December. We lost about 2,600 jobs in the construction field.
The state's unemployment rate is at its lowest since November of 2008. State Senator Joe Lipom of Sheboygan wants to eliminate a bogus phone tax and establish a fairer way to pay for emergency communications. Mike Kinzel has more.
Senator Lipom has introduced legislation to get rid of taxes on phone bills amounting to 35 to 75 cents a month per device, which was supposed to be used to fund 911 services. Lipom said that money's been diverted to the state's general fund now, and he says that's dishonest. He would also get rid of a phone tax that counties can institute. There's one in Sheboygan County. It's 24 cents a month on a landline phone. He'd get rid of that as well. Instead, Lipom's plan would then institute a 40-cent monthly fee on all telecommunications devices to establish a statewide 911 emergency program. Mike Kinzel, 1330 WHBL.
The Wade House in Greenbush is ready to host its latest round of Hearthside dinner events, the first one coming up tomorrow. Bridget Zilke said up to 20 participants will experience everything when it came to preparing a midday meal back in the 50s, 1850s, and 60s.
The event includes historic food preparation using ingredients and historic cooking tools that were typically found in a kitchen in the 1850s.
Spots are still available for the February, March, and April dinners. Cost is $45. You can contact the Wade House for more information. We do have high school boys basketball action on WHBL this evening. Howard's Grove will be hosting Utsburg. John Hensler will have the play-by-play coverage starting at 7:30. For the rest of today, snow will increase, blowing snow at times. We'll see a high near 23. Currently, 15 degrees outside as we get back to Rush Limbaugh here on 1330 WHBL at 12:06.